Now, I mentioned at the beginning of the program that it's normally at Christmas time that I get all sentimental and thankful about the wonderful things that have happened to me because of you, and that have accrued to me and my family because of you. And I don't know why Christmas time as opposed to Thanksgiving, but I thought I would switch it up this year and reiterate these things that I try to share with you each and every year at Christmas time or during this holiday type season. And this year especially has been incredible. There were days I didn't think I would be here on this date. There were days that I thought if I was here, I wouldn't be doing this. But I'm alive and kicking and thriving. And I think a lot of it is I've got the greatest support system at home that you could possibly imagine. Unconditional support. And this is very hard. This circumstance I'm in, stage 4 lung cancer, this is a very, very difficult thing for members of the family. It's scary. It's scary for all kinds of reasons. The unknown. And it's day-to-day scary. And yet, I am greeted each day with the best efforts that everybody in my life is making to be happy and normal, and while acknowledging the reality, not dwelling on it, focusing on the goodness that exists each day. And there is goodness in everything that happens. It may not be immediately apparent, but it's there, and it'll eventually reveal itself. It always does. And such has been the case with me during this circumstance. You play a role as well. You are here in record numbers, folks. You are listening to this program in record numbers. It's a big deal. It's how success is measured in this business. It's one of two or three ways, and you are setting records. You're setting records in two ways. The numbers of people, numbers of you who are listening, and what is called time spent listening. How long you're listening. It's incredible. And so I owe so many people so much. I'm never going to be able to adequately thank the people who are responsible for one of the greatest lives anybody could have had, has. I am doing what I was born to do. It was what I wanted to do since I was 8 years old. I have met the goals I set for myself. I've maintained them. And I have been able to do it all for the most part on my terms. It cannot get any better. I have been so thankful for the blessings that I have, and to be able to share all of this with you and tell you how grateful I am, how gratified I am that you have made this possible, and my family first and foremost. I can't. Those of you who have been through this, you know what I'm talking about. But it is just incredible, the contributions that they make to enable me to continue to do this and to do that which makes me happy, which is about as much as anybody could ask for. So thank you all very much. We'll be back on Monday after a little extended Thanksgiving break. I hope you have a great rest of the week and Thanksgiving, whatever you got planned. I hope it's the best ever. And thank you once again for everything that you have meant to me and my family. Thank you again, folks. Bottom of my heart, bottom of our hearts here at the EIB Network.